11 years on from their defeat to Kerry in 2014, Donegal will face Kerry again in this weekend's All-Ireland final. Yesterday morning, we heard from the Kingdom of Kerry, where they're feeling confident heading into the big match. Well, today, we hear from our correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll, who's been up and down the hills of Donegal, where support for the county team has been galvanised by the Jim McGuinness factor.
Donegal might be one of the most expansive counties on the island, but it has a close-knit GAA community. And there is something about reaching an All-Ireland final that brings such a county together even more. There is a magic in the hills this week, and everybody wants to be part of it. Take the music students at the Community Inclusion Hub in Letterkenny, for example. Programme coordinator there is Cara Funston.
The guys are really excited about Donegal. We have a lot of avid Donegal fans here, so they decided in their music class that they would write a song for the Donegal team. There's great excitement from everyone, really looking forward now for Donegal winning on Sunday.
Music student Marion Gallagher from Glenfinn also had this message for the Kerry footballers.
You're going to get hammered on Sunday. We're taking home the cup.
Down the road at St. Eunan's GAA Club, their 800 or so members are also gearing up for the final. There is a nervous excitement in the air as five of their homegrown heroes will be part of the panel on Sunday, including goalkeeper Sean Patton.
Peter Patton, Sean's goalkeeper. There's no word for it. We come and watch him here, and I just can't put it into words. We're just over the moon. The same as everybody behind me is. We can't wait for Sunday evening to get it out of the way. And please God, please God, we're coming down the road to the big cup, yes.
At St. Michael's Chrysla Dunfanaghy, the next generation of players are honing their skills, hoping to one day follow in the footsteps of their clubman, Michael Langan, who's expected to talk out in midfield on Sunday.
My cousin Michael, yeah, he trains hard, you know. He can barely walk after, you know, training, so that shows how much effort he puts into it.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement around.
And just how much does it mean to have your county in an All-Ireland final?
That's great, because we would have been babies for the first one, but now it's good that we get to experience it.
One of Chrysla Dunfanaghy's former county stars, Martin McElhenney, knows about the joy or the heartbreak that can come with All-Ireland final day.
I was fortunate enough to be involved in 12 and 2014, the last two All-Ireland finals. And as I said, I didn't really get to enjoy the build-up because you're kind of shying away from it. You didn't really want to be out in the public. Whereas now this time, with my family and my kids, I'm able to enjoy the build-up.
Of course, the benefits of even just being in the final can be both wide-ranging and far-reaching.
This here gives a lot of people that mightn't even be into football that were affected by that tragedy, and it gives them something to latch on to and give them some pride, and particularly with Michael being from Chrysla, it gives them something to really go after and make them feel proud again of it.
Things are heating up at Jim's Cafe, ahead of the tea time rush in Glenties. The town is the birthplace of Jim McGuinness, an All-Ireland winner with Donegal, both as a player and a manager. While there may be no such thing as a Bannisdore burger on the menu, that could change come Sunday evening. The business is owned by the McGuinness family and was once run by the Donegal manager's late father, Big Jim, and his mother, Maureen.
He had a great passion always for the Gaelic and that, and then he went to soccer for a while as well. But I always knew that he had that great drive. He had a good drive in him always, to do better always.
A couple of days now before the final, what will Jim be doing?
He'll be keeping the head down, all right, and he'll be saying very little and he'll be telling me nothing.
Not even his own mother?
No, so whatever they do is their own business. I don't interfere.
Come on back to Donegal.
That magic of reaching the All-Ireland final has also descended on the Inishowen Peninsula, where musician David Craig has specially reworked one of his songs for the occasion. And when the call went out, supporters packed the cyclist rest in Fawn to hear the new rendition.
Hey, the buzz was building in Donegal at the time, and honestly, God, people were saying about writing songs and stuff like that. That's just no bother. So, trying to get a lively music was it's hard to get the lively music. But see, getting the words kind of came to me fairly quick because it was the song was kind of self wrote with the players at that time. So then in 2012, and obviously we won it back then. But in 2025, I just had to rejig the lyrics slightly, and they kept the same chorus. And everybody seems to know the chorus. So it's great to have that buzz going again.
Donegal will be hoping that come Sunday evening, the hills come alive with the sound of music and celebration once more.
Well, let's see if they're still cheering on Sunday evening. Mark O'Driscoll reporting there on preparations in Donegal for Sunday's All-Ireland final.